My name is David Fidler, and I will be the show manager for the Agri-Food Innovation Expo.
Dave, the Agri-Food and Innovation Expo is coming to Red Deer. Who is partnered together to make this event happen, and when will it take place?
Well, actually, it's a joint venture between Westerner Park and Red Deer and Lethbridge and District Exhibition in Lethbridge. So it's fairly unique that two ag societies would come together to create an event for the betterment of the industry. It will happen this year in Red Deer, June 6th to 8th at Westerner Park. And then in 2024, the event will happen in Lethbridge at the Agri-Food Hub there, June 4th to 6th in 2024.
Excellent. So you're going to make it an annual event and then flip-flop it back and forth as it moves forward?
Yes, and the reason for that is both areas, both central Alberta and southern Alberta, have organically become food hubs. They have a lot of food activity, food processing, slaughter facilities. You've got a number of maltsters, different things like that have just naturally evolved in those areas, so it made sense to have the event revolve between those two groups, two areas.
Agri-food is certainly a phrase that we've heard a lot from everyone from the provincial government right throughout the province here. Why is this the right time for an Agri-food Innovation Expo?
I dare to say that agriculture is the largest economic driver in the province of Alberta when you consider all aspects of the food industry, from primary production through to retail and food service. Largest employer when you talk about everything from the farm to the restaurant. So certainly the largest employer. Farm gate revenues are huge in Alberta. It's a huge economic driver, and especially now with the war in Ukraine, commodity prices have risen. But I think more importantly, what's happened over the history of Western Canada especially, we have been producers of commodities. We've been commodity-centric. More than half of all the crops and livestock products that are grown in Alberta are exported to another country or another region of North America to be processed. And then those finished products are imported back here. So those jobs and economic value could grow exponentially by increasing even just ingredient processing. But if you take it one step further and the goal of moving to branded food manufacturing, there's such an opportunity to develop new industries, new manufacturing, new distribution networks, all sorts of things that can happen that will drive the economy forward, right from the primary producer right through to the consumer.
Excellent. What have you got planned for each of the 3 days?
Well, we're going to start off, the first day is open to the public. There'll be a fee to attend, but it's kind of the butcher, the baker, the beer and wine maker sort of thing, where we're encouraging people to come out. We're going to have regional chefs that will be preparing, we will challenge them to create innovative appetizers using Alberta products. And just to kind of set the stage, and we're going to have a local celebrity, Rob Syke, will be kicking things off and giving a plenary session, and he's our keynote speaker that evening, just to set the stage and get people excited about what's to come. That'll be included in the registration for those that partake in the next 2 days of the conference. Day number two is it's a chance where anybody who's got an idea, a product, a business, or just a thought can come together and build all the tools. They'll walk away from there with all the tools they need to take their business to the next stage, whether it's from a concept to an actual activity or from a finished product to expand their market into maybe Europe or Asia. So, it's everything from the step one, production, through processing, through marketing and distribution, and right to branded products and packaging. Day three will be where we connect. We make the connection, and we will have people that have an idea, a concept, or a product will be able to present their concepts and their ideas and how they want to expand their markets to a group of very experienced professionals that will help them and adjudicate their ideas and their processes and say, well, this is what we feel might be the best avenue for you to grow your business. So one-on-one where people can meet with those specialists and those experts to help them grow their business. And we also hope to have dating sessions where they can meet with food distributors, such as Sysco, Gordon Food Services, maybe Save On Foods, Sobeys, those types of people to say, okay, this is what we need to do to get our products onto your store shelves.
Wonderful. So who is this open to or intended to serve, and how do they register, and do they need to register?
Yeah, they will need to register. There will be a fee, and they will need to register. They can go to our website, and that eludes me at the moment, but it's on the press release that was sent out. So if you could pick it from there, they will need to register at that website. They can, the registration is not open yet, but it will be shortly, and then they can take it from there. As I said, the first evening will be open to anyone and consumers. Everybody can buy a ticket to go to that, but the other one is by registration only, and we will be limited in numbers. We'll only be able to take so many people due to space and time limitation. It's geared to everything from primary producers right through to somebody who already has products that are on store shelves but want to expand their market. It may be to people who want to start create another business stream on their farm or on their property or in a rented space. Maybe they want to start growing microgreens and expanding the market and shipping direct to consumers. So, pretty much anybody that's got an idea some sort of asset that they can turn into a new business.
Super. And why are you excited about this new Agri-Food Innovation Expo, Dave?
Well, I've been involved in the agri-food industry my whole life. I think you've seen it as a primary producer and as a marketer of food products in part of my history. I've seen the opportunity, I've seen businesses thrive, and I've seen some fail because they didn't have the right tools to get them to that next step. And we hope to provide people with the tools that they can be successful in their endeavors. And I think that's what has me the most excited about it. Also, anything that builds the economy in the Western Canadian prairies, because I don't see this as being just Alberta-centric. This is for everybody in Western Canada to benefit from and grow from.
Excellent. Anything else you care to add at this time?
Just watch. We're building the program as we go. We've got a lot of speakers confirmed, but we're still working on a number of our high-level speakers and bringing them in from quite a distance. So some of the logistical things we're working out on that, but we're going to have a great lineup of speakers, and stay tuned. It's going to get better. We're going to really start pumping the information out here over the next few days.
That's great, Dave. So it's June 6th to 8th, the Agri-Food Innovation Expo taking place in Red Deer, and you can learn more on the website agrifoodexpo.ca. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you very much.